Shalom uvracha. We are already starting Ois Beis of David HaMelech's Mizmor with all the rules of success in life. And we remind ourselves of the Aleph's Ashrei Tmimidech, Ashrei Noitrei Doisav. How happy and fortunate every Jew has to feel that we have the right Mahalach. Now we're starting Beis. B'meh Yizaki Nar Es Ochoi. How could a young person purify himself, be zeichet to the proper behavior, lishmo kidvarecha, to follow the words of Hashem? It's especially relevant as a nar. We know that nar means youth. Nar also means to stir up something, because that's the nature of a youth. When a person gets older and more mature, he gets more set in his ways. And if he sets himself up properly when he's younger, then he'll continue going the right direction. So the nar is somebody who's like something being stirred up. He's attracted to one thing and then attracted to the other thing, attracted to the third thing. He doesn't really have a set path. And when we're mechanech children, it's important for us to try to see and pay attention to their nature and help them develop their nature, the positive aspects of their nature. Everybody has a natural affinity to good things, good midas tovus, and that's one of our goals. But that's what David HaMelech is telling us. We have to be mezakeh. Mezakeh doesn't just mean a schus, it means to purify ways, lishmo kidvarecho. There's another point also. The Chovis HaTamidim in his Akdama points out that unfortunately in his days, but we have it already nowadays also, people feel they have to expose the kids to everything. They should see the different sides and different things, make their decisions. And he says, young children are not developed and not mature enough to make these decisions. And it's not healthy to overexpose them to things that are not necessary. Adarav, we should expose them as much as possible to the right things. To our personal example, our excitement of our Torah mitzvahs, to go to the schools, the Chadorim, the Beis Yaakovs, and create an environment for them that will give them clarity. The world is so full of confusion. And that's the biggest avla we can do to a child is just expose him to so much to make him self-confused from day one. And this is the thing that Baruch Hashem, we're zeicha, Lishmor kidvorecho, your words, the words of Hashem. Hashem spoke to us from Har Sinai and gave us clarity. What's important in life, what's not important in life. How we can be his mamleches kohenim v'goy kodesh, his exalted nation. And that's where we have to start from the beginning. We have the recipe, but we have to do it. And we have to watch over it. Lishmor kidvorecho. Lishmor means to watch over. Don't leave everything hefker. If the parent is doing everything and watching everything and listening to everything, say on the work of the expected child, to have any type of self-control. Mirtz Hashem, we will focus on what's important, use our time right, and we zeicha to see a tremendous nachas from our children, all those around us. Yizakeh na lishmo kidvorecho. We'll follow in the great ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll just end with a short story from the great tzaddik, Talmud Chochim, that was nifta this past week, the Bi'al Rebbe. I heard from somebody that they said that there's a period of his life that he was working, and whenever he had a business call, he would, at the end of the conversation, he would write down exactly how long he spoke. And somebody asked him, what's he doing? And he said, at that point of life, he was makabel himself to work for 1 hour a day. And whenever he'd be involved in anything, any interaction, he would write down how much time, and when we reached the hour, he would stop. Obviously, to work 1 hour a day, a person has to work, is not a regular person cannot do that. But the idea of keeping track of time, we're living in a time that there's so many things that distract us, that we involve ourselves in shtuyot and things that have no value for hours and hours a day. And we create an environment of wasting time at home. Doesn't only affect us. We're already what we are, but the young children see it. I see our connected parents are to work on things that don't really have values. That is a very dangerous thing and counterproductive thing. So, Yizakeh, we should purify ourselves, use our time right, and we'll feel good about it. Everybody feels good when they know that they take advantage of life properly. Lishmo kidvarecho, to go in the ways of Hashem.